Germany was a constitutional republic after Hitler. They had a constitution with a similar kind of Bill of Rights thing. I mean, it wasn't much different on the surface than what we have, really, except all the power, all the effective power, rested with a handful of people. Welcome to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast, where we discuss the journey to real liberty through self-sufficiency, counter-economics, non-aggression, and the agora.
The Outpost represents the border between societal norm and the pioneer spirit. Every episode contains practical, philosophical, and technical information you can use to gain the freedom you deserve. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast. I am your host, Regina, and I am here with my co-host, Cyrus.
Hello, hello.
So today we will be discussing the season finale of The White House.
Yay!
Will it fizzle or will it sizzle? Sizzle or fizzle?
Will we get another season?
Will we get another season? That's what everyone wants to know. Or is it going to be canceled? I don't know. There's talks that it is going to be canceled. But there would be, if it is canceled, there's going to be an offshoot. There's going to be a spinoff for sure.
There'll have to be a spinoff.
Yeah. So is this finale, is it going to be action-packed? Or is it going to be anticlimactic? I have a feeling it's going to be anticlimactic, but there's some interesting rumors going about that there's going to be some serious action and adventure and excitement from the Trump administration.
Exactly. Exactly. That I'm with you on the anticlimactic. I think it's going to kind of be a dud. Very disappointing.
I think it'll be business as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before we go into this crazy rabbit hole, I just want to make a quick announcement that today is our 50th episode.
Yay!
I can't believe we've recorded 50 of these.
I know.
Wow. That's like 30 hours.
That seems like a bunch.
It does seem like 50 seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we've stuck to it in a timely manner. That's a pretty huge feat.
Yeah.
So for our 50th episode, we are giving away to all you wonderful listeners. We're doing a giveaway. It's a contest giveaway. It's not like we're going to give it away to all of you. Just a special random listener. If you sign up for our newsletter, which you can do at theoffgridoutpost.com/newsletter, you could win a copy of our coveted counter-economics ebook for free.
Woohoo!
So sign up.
Who wants to be a winner?
Who wants to win? Between January 1st and the 31st, one lucky winner will get the ebook. By us. How to build a stealth business. It's stealthy.
Stealthy. Agoristic.
And yes.
Under the radar.
Using applied agorism. Which I think in 2021 will be epically important. Because if things go down the path we are going down, the amount of taxation on the average worker, I think, will be phenomenal.
I agree. And not only that, but the devaluation of the dollar, I think, is going to be substantially more in the coming years. And so if you own your own business and can accept whatever kind of currency you want or barter or trade, you can control how much of that devalued currency you receive, which is really important, as opposed to just getting a paycheck where all you're getting is devalued currency.
Well, the first thing you need to do is try and not pay taxes on your income.
Yeah.
Just to be blatant.
Right.
So you're already gaining 30% back of that dollar. And then the second thing you can do is transmute those dollars into diversified commodities such as gold, silver, crypto. Crypto's a little crazy lately. And, you know, anything that isn't the dollar, because supposedly it's going to collapse by 20% this year. That's what they're saying. So that's what the banks are saying.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So if you're earning dollars through the system, you're getting taxed, what, 30, 40% if you're single already. Then you're going to lose 20% of that value. So you're looking at a 50 to 70%
yeah.
loss of your dollar while you're slaving yeah. away. Forget that. That's a bum mm-hmm. deal. But they've been training yeah. us to be slaves, so, you know.
Yeah, we call that the short end of the stick.
Massively short. Mm. They can take that stick and shove it up where the sun don't shine, if you ask me.
So we're going to give away that book to help you start your own business and get going as an agorist. Protect your
assets. Keep the dollars you earn. Turn said dollars into commodities. That's the strategy.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So back to the White House season finale. Really, what spurred this episode is these massive rumors flying about that Trump has aces up his sleeve and he has all of this knowledge and data about high treason committed by the left, and he is going to use the Insurrection Act or the martial law to quote unquote drain the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gist of what could happen, I suppose. The conspiracy theory, quote unquote.
Yeah, and the way I heard it described, it's basically a coup.
It would be a coup, yeah. Technically, or not so technically, that would be the definition of a coup, is to overthrow the government, essentially.
Yeah, to overthrow, like the definition is something like to overthrow a legitimate government, which, you know, we all know my opinion on that, but
yeah.
So
if you've been listening,
whether you think the government is legitimate or not, kind of depends on which side of the aisle you sit on.
Okay, so the internet is in its own right, its own dimension. Because we have, you know, our three dimensions, and the fourth dimension is space and time. It almost seems like the internet is becoming a fifth dimension in a way.
Yeah.
Doesn't it kind of seem like that?
Yeah, it does seem like that.
So yeah. People are having these thoughts, and you're able to voice your thoughts on this huge dimension that comes into everybody's phones, and so it starts to swirl, and all of these ideas start to swirl, and then people kind of feed into these ideas and they gain momentum to where now mm-hmm. people are in almost a hysteria that this mm-hmm. is going to go down. And there definitely are some strange things going on. There are some red flags that make me think that it could possibly happen this way. I think it's highly unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some strange things going on.
Yeah. And when I feel like, you know, this is, this stuff is nonsense and it's not going to happen, I have to question myself and wonder if I'm falling into that could never happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Paradigm, because, you know, a coup can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about the United States in that sense.
It just feels very dramatic because it's our country. But there's coups and overthrowings and revolutions and civil wars happening all over the world, all the time. It just seems so real and so intense to us because we're possibly living in it and living through it. So let's entertain that this is going to happen. So what I've gathered from various sources of social media snippets and YouTube snippets and all of these pieces put together, the buzz about what's going on is that when the Capitol was stormed, they seized a bunch of laptops, namely Nancy Pelosi's laptop, found all sorts of surmounting evidence of high treason and all of these nefarious things where they broke the law. And based on what they found and all of these things that they've put together throughout the years, will give Trump the order of martial law to arrest, in some reports, they're saying thousands upon thousands of people across the world will be arrested. And that a new republic will be born out of this.
And the
That's
evidence
heavy
is
duty.
so, the evidence is so damning that it is rumored that Nancy Pelosi is fleeing to Canada.
Yes.
So she's already on the run because this evidence is so damning and she knows she's going to jail.
Yeah, she's on the
So,
lam.
I don't remember exactly what it was I saw in that. I don't know if it's just like it's rumored she's gone to Canada or she was spotted trying to cross the border. I don't even remember, but it was just
I
fun
heard the same
seeing it.
thing randomly. It's interesting how you absorb like tidbits of stuff because I haven't really been out searching for it, this information, but I'm hearing these like little. Like almost like little tweets, you know, like little electronic tweets in my head. And then Cody's been following a decent amount of it. And so I'm hearing what he's listening to. I'm hearing what other people are telling me through different platforms. And it's just weird how we're kind of all hearing the same bits of information. Almost like a collective consciousness in electronic form. Weird.
Kind of weird.
It's a little spooky.
So all this
So, okay.
evidence is being found, right? And that's going
Supposedly, yeah.
to supposedly, and it that is going to enable Trump to enact the Sedition Act, right? This is stuff I'm
Yes,
hearing. I haven't even read anything
sedition
called the
or
Sedition Act
insurrection,
or
I'm not
something.
sure entirely what all of these acts are, but it gives him absolute power, or it doesn't give him absolute power, it gives the highest military personnel the power to run the country. Or I don't know exactly the mechanics of it, but essentially, it would overthrow the Democrats through court system and yeah, something to that nature.
And that is what will allow this orchestration of martial law, military coup kind of operation. Where they get to imprison all of those who opposed Red Man.
Yeah, it sounds very totalitarian to me.
If it didn't seem funny to me, I would be frightened of it. I
It's
mean,
a
it's
little.
it.
Well, and then they're linking some huge blackout. Like, why would the power go out when this happens? They're saying that there's going to be a blackout. There's already a run, I guess. I've seen some photos of the Walmart being overrun and products
Oh,
disappearing off
shit.
shelves. Yeah, this is
Oh,
it's like a
God
hysteria right now. People are stocking up on food, water, hunkering down, preparing for this massive coup to happen, essentially.
Rice, beans, and toilet paper. Everyone, run. Go
Yeah,
get
pretty much.
it.
But let's say this does, let's say it happens within the
Okay.
next, what, 8 days? 5 days by the time we release this episode. Let's say this happens. What happens to America? What happens to America if Trump pulls off this coup, basically?
I think it would be correct to say that we would have a brand new government. And I think it would probably be correct to say that it would be a dictatorship.
Mm.
This all sounds very Hitler-esque to me.
Do you think that the new republic would be based on the Constitution? Because that's kind of what Trump's thing is, isn't it? To uphold the Constitution?
Well, I mean, here's the point I'm making. So I'm not comparing anybody to Hitler, but to go about, like, when there is a military coup, at the end of a military coup, you have a dictatorship. You don't, in practical terms, that's what it is. Like, Germany was a republic also.
Mm-hmm.
Germany was a constitutional republic after Hitler.
Mm.
They had a constitution with a similar kind of Bill of Rights thing. I mean, it wasn't much different on the surface than what we have, really, except all the effective power rested with a handful of people.
So, yeah, that would be interesting. Do you think this would spur a civil war? I just couldn't see this happening without extreme backlash from, you know, the left and right are basically going to go at it hard.
Yeah,
it would be
I
a civil
agree.
War, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I agree. If this did happen, all the supporters of Trump would be happy that Trump is still their guy and that, you know, now we can have law and order and all of that kind of stuff. And then the other half of the country who despises Trump, they would feel like the Trumpers feel right now, that their government was stolen from them and they got to get it back. And then, you know, Antifa jumps on there because, you know, that would seem very fascist. And so Antifa would grow by,
oh, God.
I don't know, millions. Like their ranks would swell to a huge number. And all of the people on the left side of the aisle who maybe they understood Antifa and kind of agreed with them but would never get into the fight, so to speak, a lot of them are going to be willing to get into the fight now.
Yeah, it's radicalizing people. This is radicalizing people on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Which it feels like we're primed at the pump for it, because they have been working very hard through media to polarize the country, almost mm-hmm. like they want a civil war, almost right. like it was orchestrated.
And there's a lot of theories out there.
Reset.
Yeah, that say that's exactly what is like. This is all a controlled demolition.
Controlled demolition. It's perfect. I think it's highly unlikely, but there are some red flags that entertain in my mind that it could happen. To me, one of the red flags is the Democrats pushing for an impeachment, even though he's supposed to be leaving office by, what, the 20th?
Yeah, 5 days, and he's out anyway, so... Well,
why
I
are
mean,
they trying to...
We're recording this on the 12th, and it'll be released on the 15th. So who knows what happens in the 3 days between now and Friday. But
it seems like every day counts right now.
Yeah. And that is
really
fishy.
So why are they
really
trying
fishy.
To impeach? It is fishy. Why are they trying mm-hmm. to impeach him? Are they scared of what he's going to do? So in a sense, you know, the Democrats are fanning the flames of this to try and push an impeachment through in 5 days, 8 days.
Yeah. And you see all these comments too on like YouTube videos and stuff where people are saying impeach Trump now. Like mm-hmm. That is really odd because he's gone in 5 days. Why? What's the need?
It's so unrealistic.
If he's gone in 5 days, why does it matter if we invoke the 25th Amendment or not?
Exactly. That would be a red flag. Another red flag is the massive media blackout on Trump to the point of taking down platforms. So the whole Parler event. Parler was stripped off Google. Okay. You know, that's Google's choice. They're a private company, even though it's messed up. Mm-hmm. Stripped out of Google, stripped out of Apple. Okay. But then the final nail in the coffin was stripping them out of Amazon. And that's one that hurts because that's where their servers are. You know, that's where their platform exists. So Parler is now suing Amazon because technically it's an antitrust thing. Amazon broke the contract because, and what Parler is doing is they're comparing what they're getting stripped for. Twitter's doing the exact same thing. But Twitter's not getting stripped. You know, they're not getting banned off of Amazon servers. So, you know, there's like a big tech war going on. Parler did find another server platform to use that will, you know, allow them to keep going. But that's a huge deal to take all your data from one server to the next, and massive developer situation there. So like, oh, we're just going to flip the lights back on the next server. It doesn't work quite like that. Massive migration for Parler. But I do think that they are in the right to sue Amazon.
Yeah, I'm not privy to any kind of contract or terms of service agreement that they might have had with Amazon, so I don't have any idea. But, you know, Amazon owns their servers, so who knows, really?
But then at what point do we say, okay, these platforms are responsible for billions of people communicating with each other? So at what point do they, you know, yes, oh, okay, it's a private business, private company, but they are literally controlling the minds and thoughts of the masses.
Yeah, I guess that is a tricky situation.
It's scary that they can choose to take off a, you know, something like Parler, but then leave Twitter up that has left-wing extremism and also right-wing extremism on Twitter. Twitter does not get taken down, but Parler does. It's like a big tech war, and it's gone beyond just, oh, this is a private company, they can do what they want. We are being mentally extorted daily by these big tech companies. Where's the accountability, I guess? Where do we start drawing the line? It's very ethically and morally challenging, and it's weird. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's another great example of the need for decentralization.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess from a pure agorist philosophical position, in order to stay consistent, I have to say Amazon owns their servers, you know.
Yeah.
They get to do what they want. If you think Amazon is treating you unfairly, you go find somewhere else. Same with Apple.
You know? I agree. There has to be a decentralized big tech that comes out of this. And I know that people are trying. I know that we're trying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of stuff in the works.
Is exploding.
Oh my gosh, BitChute, the MeWe
Odyssey. We're starting to get these decentralized outcroppings. They don't have the money. They don't have the power, the capacity like big tech does. So as a user, you have to, in essence, lower your expectations because you're not going to get the comprehensiveness of a Facebook, of a Google. You're not going to get that. It's just the resources aren't there.
But that being said,
it's coming a long way.
Yeah, MeWe In our DIY off-grid group in MeWe, we've been getting 100 new applications a day for the past handful of days.
A mass influx,
the migration
yeah.
from these other platforms into MeWe is just crazy. And that's just our little group. Who knows how many new MeWe members there's been in the last week. But I bet it numbers in the tens of thousands.
I hope their servers can handle it.
Yeah.
I'm concerned, you know, to have that. And people don't realize that this all takes capacity. This is all, you know, Google and Facebook, it's all hardware. It's all massive storage systems and computational power and processors. And there's got to be a place for all these things. You know, there's got to be, like, if you've looked at Google's massive server locations all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, oh, it's not working. Oh, these guys suck. It's a very serious investment to have the capacity to hold these softwares, basically, these applications.
Well, and that brings up another really good point about all of this. You know, Amazon owns their servers and they get to do what they want, right? So it brings up mm-hmm. another dimension when you say, as a consumer, okay, I'm going to MeWe. MeWe doesn't track my information. They don't show me advertisements. They don't force any kind of information on me. I get to choose all of that stuff. The downside mm-hmm. to that is they're not making any money from you. And so the way MeWe makes money is through donations and investors. And, you know, you can, like, for example, I paid, I don't know, $2 for the dark theme so that I would have dark theme instead of light theme. And it's $2. But that's how you support a platform that you believe in.
Right.
You can, like, spend another dollar and get some extra fancy emojis and things like that. But if people just go to these platforms that they agree with and that they like, and then they don't support them, well, then Facebook is the only one left standing at the end. And then you're back to having just one choice because you didn't support the choice you liked.
Right. That's a good point. It would be really great if MeWe would tokenize.
Yeah.
And you could earn MeWe tokens for participation. I think that'd be a great, great blueprint for them to earn money to keep the site open, to focus on decentralization, possibly hedge against the dollar, the MeWe token.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be good. Ultimately, MeWe is owned by a company, so it's still, like, not
it's
fully
private.
Decentralized, but it's still, in my opinion, one of the better options we have right now.
Much closer to decentralization than Facebook or Instagram or any of those platforms could ever be. And people are jumping ship like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the main topic. So, you know, Trump's gotten blacked out and shut down by all mainstream media, basically. By all mainstream social media. They were talking about, this is another rumor, I don't know if it's true, but they were going to shut down national alerts to Apple users. So if you have an Apple iPhone, if Trump tries to reach you via national alert, federal emergency alert, you won't get it to your iPhone. I don't know if that's true. That could be completely unsubstantiated. But that's kind of what this episode's about anyways.
Yeah, this is all just rumor stuff. This is all rumor mill.
But it's affecting
just fascinating.
People. It is affecting people. People are in hysteria. People are in a panic. People are panic buying. People are hunkering down, prepping. Like, it's very much so. Thoughts are powerful. Ideas are mm-hmm. powerful. So I think it bears, you know, talking about it, whether it's unsubstantiated or not. So why go through all the trouble of banning everything Trump is putting out or saying? It's like they're trying to hide his message. So that's fanning, mm-hmm. again, fanning the flames.
Yeah.
Of all of this. Mm-hmm. Banning him off Twitter. Fanning the flames. What are you scared that he's going to say? then that's what is feeding this behemoth of a, I don't want to call it a conspiracy theory, but this behemoth of a rumor. And then there's guys going on YouTube right now, some this man who is a pastor of a church who says he's got ties to FBI, CIA, political, military. And he said, yeah, this is happening. They're mobilizing. This is going to go down. Be prepared. It's just, yeah, it's out there. It's out there right now.
Another point to what you were saying about the fanning the flames, it effectively fans both sides too. So
Yes.
for the Trump supporters, they're just mad that their guy is getting, shut down and shut up and all of that. And then on the other side, they're saying, God, it's about time we shut that fucker up, like it fans both sides.
It does, yeah. Well, and the left are scared of this, imminent attack. I don't know how in tune they are to these sources that we're kind of in tune to, if they're hearing the same things, but they've got to be feeling some anxiousness there. Is Trump going to attempt a coup? Is Trump going to mobilize the military? And another red flag is in his speech in DC, he said, and I heard it, that he's not going to give up. He's not going to stand down. So he kind of said that he isn't.
Yeah.
He's not going to relinquish the throne, essentially. I don't remember his exact words.
What a
So
bunch
that's
of
kind of interesting.
craziness.
What's that?
I said, what a bunch of craziness.
Yeah, so he did fan the flames with those words. I remember hearing it and being like, oh
Yeah.
wow, he's not going anywhere. But words are words. He also said he was going to put Hillary in jail, and that never happened, so So it really just remains to be seen. At this point, any advice? I think any advice of how we stay grounded through all of this is important.
Yeah, I still kind of see it like a pro wrestling show. The
Yeah, if you
Democrats.
view it as theater, it
I
helps.
mean, the analogy is really perfect because, like in the example of our election, well, their election, I didn't participate, but the Democrats supposedly stole the election, and that's against the rules, and they broke the rules and all that, right? Well, that is just like in a pro wrestling match where you always have a good guy and a bad guy in the match, and the bad guy grabs a chair and hits the good guy with a chair, and everybody gets mad because that's against the rules. You can't use a chair, it's the same kind of stuff.
It is pro wrestling. As my mom likes to put it, bread and circuses. It's all bread and circuses.
Right.
And that is a term that was coined back in the Roman times because the Roman Empire, they were doing so many shenanigans. Holy crap. Much like what we're having today in our country. They were doing so many shenanigans, but they found if, as long as they fed the people, gave them bread, and entertained the people, gave them circuses,
The
they pretty much
Coliseum.
kept the people, yeah, they kept the people at bay.
Yeah.
Feed them, entertain them, and they won't come after us. And we can do whatever the hell we want, basically, attitude.
Well, back to, let's say all of this does happen. What do we do about that? As, someone like me, I'm not on a side. I don't have a side. I don't believe in government. And so I certainly don't believe in any kind of coup. So what are our options if something
Right.
like this goes down, And I was thinking about this last night, and I was thinking that this would really be, if this happened and there's some kind of civil war that goes on, there's a lot of black market opportunities, I would imagine, during a civil war.
Yes.
I mean, massive. If that does, if something like that does come to be, I think how I would look at it is, first and foremost, I'm staying out of the fight. Like, I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't care.
Oh, no. I don't need your civil war, as Guns N' Roses said it.
Right. And then, so my second concern might be, well, how do I take advantage of this? What can I, you know, if there are lines of demarcation between red and blue, where those lines are, there's going to be opportunity. I mean, in a civil war, mm-hmm. one side tries to keep the other side from feeding its troops, through shutting down information, all the tactics of war. Those are all opportunities for someone who doesn't care about which side wins.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could, I don't know, become a smuggler, maybe? I don't know. But I think there's opportunity there.
There's massive opportunity to opt out. If we actually head in this, you know, crazy, if this actually goes down, there's so mm-hmm. much third-party opportunity, because that's what it would become, is there'd be the opt-out party if people are like, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
People will see the forest for the trees. A whole, you know, agora could come out of it.
Exactly. And if you're already really, in a situation where you're either partially off-grid or all the way off-grid, you're safer than anyone else.
Yeah, it's the timing of us going off-grid. We're actually going off-grid on Thursday, and today is Tuesday as we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
Literally in 48 hours, we're off-grid.
Right.
I can't even tell you how excited I am. And the timing is just uncanny. It really just right. all unfolded perfectly. We're getting our power system delivered on Thursday, our solar array. So we'll be generating our own power, which everyone's a buzz about. Oh, the power is going to go out. I'm like, oh, it's going to go out for you all. It ain't going right. out for me.
Right. Exactly.
The resiliency of being off grid right now is so profound that I don't want to rely on any of their systems. I don't want to rely on their water sources, their electric sources, their food sources anymore. Because these could all be weaponized against the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's got to be the third way, which is what we've been, that's been our message this whole time, is the third way, the third option that they don't want us to see. The third option is to opt out. Don't get involved in the silliness on either side.
Right.
You know, if you're still in the polarized, which is their agenda was to polarize us, that they've done very well, and you're mm-hmm. red and blue, and that's it, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you become choose the agorist, red side,
gray yeah. and yellow.
Right. Mm-hmm. I always see it like as green, but that's funny because black and yellow or gray and yellow make green. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's cool.
If you're on the red side and this coup actually happens, I mean, that's extremism. That's totalitarianism. If you're on the blue side, they literally stole the election through sneakery and snake oil and thievery, which is totally slimy, and their agenda is going to go unabated with a complete democratic, you know, triple bypass is what I'm calling it, House, mm-hmm. Senate, and presidency. And mm-hmm. they're going to spend money into oblivion and yeah. whatever agendas they put in. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, red or blue, freaking go green or black and yellow or gray and yellow. Say, forget all y'all. I'm off grid. I'm out of this shit. See ya. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about it last night, and my wife was kind of worried. She's like, well, what are we going to do? You know, and it's like, we know how to live without electricity. We can produce whatever we can produce and use it. And, you know, back to growing our own food. I mean, the last year or two, we've kind of slacked up on our self-sufficiency, you know, and it's mainly because I've made more money. So you can buy convenience with money.
Right. But,
you know, we know that we can live without electricity because we did it for years. So.
Wow. Yeah.
A couple of years anyway. So we just go back to that.
So what about advice for the inner city folk? God, you got to get out of the city. Ugh.
Yeah. At the first
sign. That's my first gut reaction.
Yeah. At the first sign of whatever these things are, this coup, at the first sign of it, just get the hell out. You know, start thinking. If you haven't already if you haven't already came up with a bug out plan, you've got 5 days. Come up with somewhere, get an idea of where to go. Plan whatever you can plan in that short period of time. And at the first sign of any of this shit going down, just get the hell out. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Don't wait until.
Be prepared to hit the road.
Yeah. Don't wait until the shit is going down in your neighborhood.
So then what about the folks that can't do that? A lot of inner city people don't have vehicles. They rely on public transportation. They can't just up and leave. I mean, it's, you know, that's a big deal. What do they do?
Well, like, for example, if I lived somewhere like, you know, Florida or any of those places where you've got contingencies in place for like a hurricane, I would just put those into action, board up my windows like a hurricane was coming, you know, and if you haven't prepared to the point where you don't have food and water and all of that, it's going to be hard for you. There's just no way around it. If this does happen, people who have not prepared are going to feel the suck.
Yeah, they're going to feel the suck. If I were in the city right now, if I were sitting in a small apartment in the city, you know, lower to middle income earner, no vehicle, I would bug in. I would be prepared to bug in. And I would do whatever it takes to scrounge up. If that means hitting up a food bank, hit up that food bank, get those canned goods. Hit up two, three food banks. Fill water bottles, salvage water bottles, fill it with water from the tap. Mm-hmm. And prepare to bug in. Have a radio so you can hear any emergency broadcasts. And you just have to wait it out. And just go very low profile. Because there's always something you can do. Even if you're on an extremely, if you're on a shoestring budget, you can always manifest preps. Dollar store preps. So
yeah,
there's no way you cannot be prepared. Even if you are preparing starting today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my personal opinion, this whole coup thing, I give it less than a 10% chance of actually happening.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't really think it's going to happen. I think it's just hype.
I think it's hype. I think it's extreme right-wing hopium that is becoming contagious to the point of hysteria. And I think it's going to be business as usual on the 20th. I think the Biden presidency is going to take over. The Democrats will go unabated into passing whatever they want to see fit and spending whatever they want to see fit for a couple years until, you know, when do they vote in again for the Senate and the House?
2 years.
So we'll have 2 years of complete unabated Democratic control. That's what I think is going to happen. So I'm not too worried. However, it's good to stay informed to an extent.
Yeah, I still think it's more funny than frightening.
It's very entertaining. I'll give it that. The season finale has been very entertaining. But for some people, it would be very scary, depending on your situation.
Yeah, and maybe that's why I don't find a lot of fear in it, because even if it goes down, I feel pretty secure.
Yeah, we're pretty secure too. I mean, we've been prepping to go off-grid for years, prepping to prep for years, so it wouldn't affect us at scale like it would affect others.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it remains to be seen.
Right. Well, I mean, we'll know in a few days.
Yeah, we'll know when the fat lady sings, right?
Yeah.
That's an old saying. Yeah. Relating to opera singers.
Yeah.
Probably not so acceptable anymore these days. Horizontally challenged. When the horizontally challenged lady sings. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Do you have any final thoughts?
Sign up for the newsletter, get enrolled for the contest, get a chance to win our book. Oh, and we have new t-shirts for sale.
Yeah, we have a new t-shirt.
A new t-shirt.
Disobey and walk away.
Yeah.
That's exactly what needs to be done right now.
Disobey and walk away. Love it.
Yeah, that's our motto. I think this all ties into Agenda 2030 anyways, but anyways, sorry.
You know, if that's what's really going down, I think you're exactly right. I think if this is all going down, I think it's orchestrated.
Oh, yeah. 100%. You know, this is just, for me, it's just fuel for the fire to get more off-grid, to be more opted out, to not give a penny of my earnings to this crazy government. I mean, how could you mm-hmm. want to support anything these people are doing anymore?
I know, right?
I've pretty much vowed to not pay any more in taxes to this governmental regime ever again. And I'm going to be trying my hardest not to. And I have developed some really cool ways to do that. Actually, we talk about them in the book.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the book is all about, more or less.
Yeah.
But after seeing this shit, and then the triple bypass in the freaking House and the Senate and the presidency, I'm not supporting these people with my tax dollars. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, share, and subscribe wherever you're at.
Buy a t-shirt. We get a couple of bucks. Help support us. If you
keeps our lights on.
If you like the work we're doing.
Yeah.
If gets not, a message okay out. Too.
Yeah. You don't have to like it. We're cool with that. We don't get all upset and in tears when someone disagrees with us. All right. Until next time, folks.
Talk to you later.
Later.
Here's a little teaser for what's coming next week. Well, I've seen a lot of shipping containers converted into houses, dwellings, whatever. And, you know, you can do a lot with them. They don't have to look like, you know, something you dragged out of a shipping yard.
Right.
It's just how they look when you get them. Thanks for listening to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the new episodes.